Hello, it's Christian and Harvey here from Shouting is Funny.
We just wanted to pop in before you start the brand new Christmas episode to let you know about some awesome merch we have on our website.
Yes, indeed. We have art prints. They are limited edition, full colour, and Harvey, I'm going to be honest, I think they look absolutely glorious.
And they'd make great Christmas gifts.
Or late Christmas gifts.
Or January gifts.
February, Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah, anytime gifts.
Anytime gifts, yes indeed. Anyway, enough from us, I think.
Yes, let's get Christmassy.
Enjoy.
Wild Hollow Shorts. Salami saves Christmas.
It's been an odd one on board the Crown over the last few days. You see, it's almost Christmas, and we all love Christmas. Well, I mean, we all used to love Christmas. On any other December, a more Christmassy place you would struggle to find. Music, decorations like you wouldn't believe. But this year, everything just felt wrong. Let me set the scene. The crew were all sat about on the deck, a bunch of proper misery guts. The Seal brothers, Pablo, even Captain Osric was dragging his paws like a sloth after too much pud. It was unbearable. Come on, everybody. It's Christmas.
Exactly. How are we meant to celebrate?
We need to try.
There ain't no way. Not this year.
But it's what he would have wanted.
Salami, we can't know what he would have wanted. He's gone.
You see, it was our first Christmas without the wonderful Captain Leslie. Bless his blubbery soul. I know he's gone. But this was his favourite time of year. He loved Christmas.
Oh, loved! Hello, Captain Leslie basically was Christmas.
Gosh, remember the parties he'd throw?
The karaoke.
Nobody gave a better Mariah than him. Yes,
but not anymore.
But that's just it. He'd be singing right now, or decorating the place, or organising the Secret Santa.
He got me a remote control lizard last year.
Oh, sick.
Okay, well, let's do a Secret Santa this year.
Nah. No point.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be the same.
We appreciate the effort, Salami, but we might just have to skip Christmas.
Skip Christmas.
Oh, sorry, Salami.
No, wait, Seal brothers, Pablo, Osric.
I'm sorry, little bird. Maybe next year.
Next year? High up on the ship's mast, we'd pinned Leslie's old captain's hat, a kind of tribute, I suppose. And in this moment, I looked up at that hat, and I knew what needed to be done. Don't worry, Captain. I'll handle this. Now, I'm not usually one to brag, but my arts and crafts supplies are the envy of the seven seas. Crayons, scissors, right and left-handed, glue stick, a protractor, I don't know what that does, and my prized possession, a bumper pack of glitter gel pens. 19 vibrant colours. The red one's a bit crap, though, I'll be honest with you. I rolled up my creation and stuffed it into an old hollow rum bottle, checking nobody was watching. I plopped it out the nearest porthole, like a newborn babe into the birthing pool. Then I headed up to the deck. Wait! Look! Down there in the water!
Ooh, a message in a bottle.
Someone grab a net.
Who's a net?
What have we here?
It's a map. It's a treasure map. We're going to go treasure hunt.
It's got an X on it.
Lovely glittery writing.
Osric held the map up for everyone to see. And I'm not even lying. They all thought it looked sick. This could be just the thing, Osric. Take everyone's mind off. You know.
I think you might be right. This looks to me just like the cave system east of Sinner's Cove. Well, we could be there in an hour. Who fancies a treasure hunt?
Oh, ouch. My tummy. Oh, and my head. Oh, goodness. And my right flipper.
Salami, are you okay?
Oh, I think I'll be okay. Hopefully. But I should stay behind with the ship. I think I need rest. I wasn't even ill. Faking it, wasn't I? And they fell for it. Hook, line, and stinker.
Let's go find some booty.
Operation Christmas was a go. I started with the decorating, and I wasn't mucking around. Deck, rigging, mast, even the ship's wheel itself. I smothered every last inch in tinsel and lights. It was like a grotto in a shopping centre. But even better! But what about a Christmas tree, I hear you ask. Don't worry, I had that covered too. I propped up a cannon in the middle of the deck, pointing skywards. It was a bit wobbly, so I chucked a cannonball in there to weigh it down. Genius! A few baubles later, and we had ourselves a Christmas tree. Magic, innit? Okay, music next. I wonder. With all the power my penguiny lungs could muster, I hollered into the darkening sky. Robins swooped down, dressed in green parka jackets and sunglasses.
Who summoned the Rockin' Robins, man?
I did. I'm Salami. I'm a big fan.
This is the crown, eh?
Usually King Leslie does the summoning on this ship.
Well, he won't be doing that anymore. I pointed mournfully up to Leslie's hat.
The Pirate King is dead.
They had a little chat after that, murmuring away. Bit rude, but then they flew back over.
Leslie was a great supporter of the Rockin' Robins, man.
He always came to our gigs, even in the early days.
Our voices are at your service.
Oh, thank you, but I won't need you singing for a few hours yet. There is something else you could help me with in the meantime. I need something flown in from Scumwater. That evening, everything was ready. The Rockin' Robins were hiding up in the rigging, all sneaky, sneaky. I'd just added the final touches to an exquisite feast, if I do say so myself. A full-on spread, complete with the pièce de résistance. Roasted swamp worm steak, an incredibly rare delicacy. I'd gotten wind of a fresh supply in Scumwater Market a few weeks back, and the Rockin' Robins got hold of the very last piece. A Christmas miracle! I hid the whole thing behind a big old blanket.
We must have walked for miles. Poor little feet.
Whoever made that map was having a right laugh at our expense.
You're back!
Why is it so dark?
Well, I thought...
I bet that Pablo forgot to top up the lantern fuel again.
No, actually, I've got a bit of a...
Maybe if you guys had slightly better navigational skills, we would have been back, I don't know, maybe hours ago.
Oh, can it, Pablo?
Guys, it's okay. Just let me...
Can it, shall I? I'll show you. Can it?
Oi!
Fire!
Mayhem it was. I hadn't seen them all this riled up since I ate the last custard cream and left the empty package in the cupboard. The Rockin' Robins weren't hanging about, and they flew off into the night. No! Then it really kicked off. Pablo drew his dagger.
Nobody likes you anyway.
But a seal brother knocked it flying. It went whiz-whazzing through the air, then scraped across the deck, sparks flying off the metal blade. And those sparks landed, of all bloody places, on the fuse of the Christmas tree cannon.
Be careful!
They weren't careful. Decorations flew everywhere. Baubles and fairy lights smashing onto the wooden deck. Utter Christmassy carnage.
Who stuck a bleeding cannon there?
Please, everybody, look!
In a final bid to salvage my surprise, I pulled back the blanket, revealing the festive feast.
Is that roasted swamp worm?
The cannonball landed with unfortunate accuracy, directly on top of the scum water delicacy. Chunks of swamp worm splattered over everybody. Parsnips, stuffing balls, honey-glazed carrots all decorated the deck in a pulverized mush. And I just stood there, a sad, sad little penguin.
Salami.
It's fine. Like hell it was. I burst into tears and dashed below deck.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, indeed.
All I wanted to do was bring some Christmas joy back to the ship. Now, here I was, wrapped up in my hammock like the world's saddest pig in blanket. Maybe I'd have been better off leaving things well alone after all.
Salami? You've been down here a while now.
I just didn't want to cause any more trouble.
You cause trouble? Salami, you're the only one on the ship who isn't at fault right now.
You were all right. Maybe we should just skip Christmas this year.
Hey, I didn't just spend a whole afternoon following your map round a soggy old cave for you to give up now.
Wait. How did you know it was my map?
I don't know a single other creature in Wild Hollow who still uses glitter gel pens. I knew you were up to something, so I went along with it.
But why?
Because I trust you, little bird. You're not my first mate for nothing, you know.
Oof, good line, Osric.
Come with me. I've got something to show you.
I didn't know what was going on, but I followed Osric back up to the deck.
Surprise!
The crown sparkled. It was as if a glowworm had vomited all over everything. The decorations hung proudly once more, covering every last inch of the ship. The Seal Brothers had lifted the cannon tree back into place and were happily singing carols in their own unique way. And at the far end of the deck, the feast was replenished, looking more scrummy scrumptious than ever.
Salami? I did what I could, but...
Pablo was holding out an enormous silver platter. The swamp worm pieces had been gathered together and sculpted into a slimy snowman. Beautiful it was.
It's not as good as it was, but...
It's perfect, Pablo. You did all of this together.
We saw everything you did for us and...
And we realised what it was you've been trying to say.
Friends won't always be around.
Not literally, anyway, but in our hearts.
They'll be there forever.
Well, that's bloody cringy. But technically not wrong. A time of year that's full of love and joy.
A time where all your closest friends draw near.
And whilst that isn't always possible,
there's other ways they can appear.
In case there was any doubt,
you feel whole when you're without.
They will always be with you,
'cause it's Christmas in your heart. To the ship's wheel. He gazed at the Pirate King's hat high up on the mast and smiled.
Merry Christmas, Leslie.
I think that's quite enough for today's entry.
It's Christmas in our hearts.
And I know I've called this Salami Saves Christmas, but, well, at the end of the day, I think we all did. Together. As it should be. Bloody love Christmas. The end.
You have been listening to A Shouting Is Funny production. The role of Salami was played by Alice E. Mayer. The role of Osric was played by Harvey Badger. The role of Pablo was played by Loris Scarpa. The roles of the Rockin' Robins and the crew were played by Christian Pausland and Harvey Badger. The role of Wolverine was played by Hugh Jackman in X-Men and X-Men 2 and The Last Stand and, well, you get the idea.
12 times, that's ridiculous.
All music was created in-house by Shouting Is Funny. You can visit our website at shoutingisfunny.com. And you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and support us even further with our Patreon by simply searching Shouting Is Funny. Hello, it's Harvey and Christian again.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to Salami's little Christmas escapade. As always, if you liked what you heard, then why not leave us a review and or a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the other podcasty places. Go on, give us Give us 5 stars. Go on, it's Christmas.
We love reading your comments about your favourite bits.
We really do. And if you can, share the episode. Share it about.
Yes, share it with your mates, yes. Your colleagues, yep. Your nans. It all helps.
Yes, definitely, definitely share it with your nans. They will lap it up. Wild Hollow Shorts will continue next month. But for now, from both of us here at Shouting is Funny, we just want to wish you a very, very happy holiday season and
Merry Christmas.